And welcome back to 305 Radio, a Miami podcast. My name's Struck.
What's up, y'all? I'm Dre Mav.
And today, we have a special guest. A lot of you in the social media space will definitely know who this dude is. He's Mr. Nick Garcia.
Weather reporting live here. What's up? Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you guys very much. How are you guys doing today?
Likewise.
How are you guys feeling?
Doing great, bro. I'll awesome. Tell you.
Tell us where that came from first and foremost.
Yeah, let's start off with what is Depinga? Give people just those that don't know.
Depinga basically is just it's a saying that Cubans use. Really, a lot of Latinos use it, mainly Cubans, but it's to express like a feeling, whether it could be good, bad, happy, or sad. Ah, Depinga, this coffee was amazing. Or Depinga, I just spilled all this coffee on me on my white shirt on the way to work. So, you know, facts. Just it's you know, the way you use it. So that's first off what Depinga means. So
it's all about context.
Yes, of course, 100%.
All right. And you're not only, so before we get into the Depinga and start digging in, So you rap?
Yes. I make music. I make music.
Drop
as well.
A beat, George.
We can. Hey, I love freestyling. Pero,
do you really?
Yes, I do. Pero, ¿cómo se llama? Yes, I make music as well. I sell my merch as well. I have the word Depinga trademarked. I have my website, Depinga305.printify.me, if you want to get your merch.
I ordered the the Bad Bunny shirt.
The Together We Are Depinga.
Together We Are Depinga. It showed up at the crib fast.
Yes,
good
sir.
Quality.
So shout out to Printify. You know, any artists out there that doesn't know how to get their merch together, all you got to go to is printify.com. They literally, you make your own website for free. You don't have to pay a monthly subscription. You have a graphic designer. You got to invest a little something. You got a graphic designer make you a design, and you could put it on shirts or whatever it is on there, and you sell it, and then you make a profit on each shirt. And that's the way that I found out. Shout out to DJ EFN. He had told me about the website because I was just having a tough time. You're not selling my merch, but I was just buying too much and having too much overhead. And he told me about Printify, and the rest has been history, you know? So, and then any game.
You got some dope work, bro.
Yeah, and any game that I get, like, you know, a lot of young artists are like, oh my God, how do you do the merch? And, like, that's the way to do it.
You put them on too.
Yes, of course. I can't hold that game. You gotta spread that game. Of course, 100%. So.
Shit, did you, now that you say pass it on, did you have anyone that bestowed, that passed on some knowledge to you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of people, like, you know, shout out. My homie Beats in the Hood, producers wise, like my homie Beats in the Hood, Trop Da Vinci, my homie Franco La Flame in the music world, you know, Life, my dad, my older brother, shout out my boy Kendall Supply, you feel me? A lot of game, you know, a lot of people in my life in my corner have given me a lot of good game. Have I been given advice and gone against advice? And then I'm like, yo, bro, you guys, I should have listened.
El que no escucha consejo no llega viejo, right? Yeah,
yeah, so. And I'll definitely say that, like, you know, I've been given advice before and not listen and crash my head into a wall and been like, damn, you know.
But that's how you learn, you know, the hard-headed gotta feel it to believe it.
So, you know, I'm not going to act like neither I'm perfect tampoco, you know.
Gracias
so,
a Dios.
You know, so thank God.
Thank God. We know what you are. We know what you are.
Depinga.
That was amazing. Yo, so,
but yeah. I've gotten a lot of good game, thankfully. A lot of good people in my corner.
And that's good, man, because that's a testament to that saying, surround yourself with great people. You know, if you're the smartest dude in the room, you need to change rooms.
And one second, anybody that I didn't mention, is just I've had a lot of good people around me. So if you know you've given me good game and I didn't mention you, you know that this is for you and I love you. But that just disclaimer.
It's love. It's love.
Yeah, it's all love. It's always all love, for real.
All right, so you mentioned Beats in the Hood.
Yes, Beats in the Hood, Boris.
You just dropped, shout out Boris.
Yes.
Crazy Hood Productions.
Yes, shout out Crazy Hood, CHP.
All right, so you just dropped this video.
La Verdad, yes, we shot it in New York, produced by Beats in the Hood, yes, yes.
And it made sense because I was like, "How? What the hell is the pinga weather doing in New York all of a sudden?" And I was really curious if you're going to start dropping shit, like how it was going to work out. And then, bro, it just makes sense. It all comes together.
Yep.
So you shot in New York.
Yeah, so basically my game plan was I wanted to do, but with that pinga weather, I've been going crazy doing a lot of stuff in Miami, and I wanted to expand. I literally have people, it's built so big to this point that people in New York are like, "Hey, come to New York, come to New Jersey, come to the Bronx, come to certain places." And I'm like, now I got to take this further. So I was like, I was gonna go a few months ago, and then the government shutdown was going on. Damn. And then when I go into the airport, my flight is canceled. And then, you know, I was upset about it, whatever, you know. Uh-huh. But, you know, the government shutdown ended, and they paid TSA. Shout out to TSA. I know a lot of people don't like TSA, but they make sure that the things run smooth, and, you know,
things keep moving.
And they make sure that I could get on my flight, so I appreciate them. And I did a video there after, like, when the government shut down. I did it in the terminal, on the baggage claim, and I shouldn't have done this, but I said that, hey, TSA needs to get paid. And then, you know, things, it wasn't because of me, because they got paid.
You got in trouble for that?
I didn't. And I'm not going to say who, but the people at TSA, they like your boy. They're fans. Because, you know, I'm putting in a good word for them, you know?
That's like, putting up for the culture.
The union is behind this.
Yeah, they're like, yo, that the pinga guy, we see him JetBlue clear.
So it's kind of like a double meaning. We got a negative that you turned into a positive.
Exactly.
Coming all the way back to your background and nationality, your parents are Cuban.
Yes, both of my parents are Cuban, yes. Both born in Cuba, and they came with my grandparents. Like, my dad came both around the same time in the late 80s, or before the early 80s. Both of them came in the early 80s. My dad was born in 74, and they came here in the early 80s. My dad was like 10 years old.
Before we get into it with Boris, tell us exactly what the pinga weather is, because now you're saying you're taking it to different places. People are calling you. So for those people who don't know,
of course, we got to break it down.
What exactly is it?
Yeah. So the pinga weather is basically, as one of my friends would call it, ghetto meteorology. shout out my homie dad filmed it. He was like, "Yeah, bro, you're a ghetto." Because I was always trying to, people would come up to me and I would try to figure out. He's like, "Yeah, he's a ghetto meteorologist." So I was like, "Okay,
perfect."
That was pretty good. Shout out to him.
But it's not just the weather. Right?
But it's not just the weather. It's current event topics that are going on as well. And I just feel like I have a good nab for talking to people. Yeah. And catching people's attention.
You'd be getting on like crime scenes.
Yeah.
And reporting this live with
Miami
some
CSI and shit.
Yeah. sometimes it happens so really fast, so I don't veer off. But basically, the pinga weather is, it started on the way to my old job. I used to work in Midtown in another dispensary. And on the way over there, the traffic was horrible. And it was when school started this year in August. And I was saying, "No," I didn't even say the pinga weather. I said, "The pinga news reporting live. El tráfico este está de pinga." And then probably few hours later, the post just like started going crazy. And then I guess because school was in time, you know, like, and then people were like, "Wow, school," and he's saying this.
Yeah,
and I guess it just really translated and it really went crazy. And ever since then, since that same day that I was that it went crazy, I really capitalized on it. A lot of people, you know, it's not, and not everything is out about virality and going viral. But once you do get a quote-unquote clip or a moment, don't sleep on it.
Take it and run with
one,
it. You
one
know?
Thing that a lot of people do, they'll get a moment like that and they'll sleep on it. What I did is that I saw that happen. And ever since that day was August 13th of last year. I have not posted one post since that day.
Nice.
I've posted more than 100 definitely more than 300 times. So many times.
I know,
break
I know.
My brain.
So you think consistency is a major thing for all social media, or just the same? Just one?
I feel like for everything. For everything. Yeah. For social media, for like whatever you want to be, a baseball player, a cook, an artist, you know. You know, kind of like Kobe, I realize I really like, or like, you know, Jordan, like, you know, like they would after everybody's done and they won the championship, he's like, I'm cool. I think I need the next one.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I feel like that's how I feel. Like, oh, I did something big, or I did this. I'm like, no, I gotta
do
know,
it bigger.
After I win, I gotta go in the gym. I know, but maybe in real life I need to go hit the gym. but when it comes to what I want though, I'm going hard on it. Like if, but
he's gonna rip off his shirt. He got tattooed on his chest.
pero yeah, you know, with anything, you know, like one of, so that's why I put my consistency into like my Pinga Weathers coming up with new music, you know. So
you go around with you have a police radar and you just look for the spot?
No, but there I'm not gonna lie, anybody could have this app, but I have Citizens app.
Okay.
Citizens app.
And that pretty much you're locked in.
Yeah, that or okay, well, what I was gonna say, because I just wanted to break down kind of what the Pinga Weather was, but sometimes it's just like God will place, unfortunately, these situations.
These events in front of you.
Like, I'm driving, and then I say unfortunately because I'm like, damn, oh my God.
Yeah,
but to,
you gotta capitalize on the moment.
Yeah. But, like, it's an angle as well. Like, you know, it's certain things that I go, like, you know, even with the, you know, I should definitely tread lightly, like the other day with the Columbus thing, you know, I'm reporting, like, you know, I'm not sure what's going on. I'm never ever going to be on a type of time that I'm spreading any type of fake news or anything.
No fake news.
Or anything false, just because, you know, like I said, with the Columbus thing, those are people's children that school,
yeah,
imagine they have to find out through
facts only,
you know? and I don't want them to find out through the Pinga Weather, the God forbid something does happen, or I don't know, you know. So there's things that I'm realizing myself that, you know, like that I have done that I just gotta like maybe tread lightly. But when I do them, just so the public knows, I'm not trying to be, it's, I guess I am funny because of how I am. And I am the Pinga, but when I am reporting at these situations, I'm really trying to like
just spread the information.
Yeah, trying to spread the information, let people know, like, hey, think something's
this
going
is what's
on
going
here.
On.
And you know, it's really coming from a reporter standpoint, because I have built such a fan base that people say, like, we don't go to Channel 7, it's the Pinga Weather. So you get what I'm trying to say?
If something happens,
I need to report on it, but I need to actually
be sensitive to the information,
and I need to report on it like an actual reporter and be professional. You know?
Well, I'm glad that you are taking your job responsibly.
He starts and ends with Debinga.
Sorry, unfortunately, someone was murdered tonight, but Miami, stay Debinga.
Debinga.
You know?
So now let's talk about those collabos, like the one you are working with Boris, because you have
collaborated
with Boris in the past.
Yes, we've been working
a lot,
locked in.
Y'all kick it a lot.
Yes,
CHP definitely puts in a lot of love for you. They're always repping and wearing your shirts and all that stuff. So shout out all the boys.
Love.
Oh, yeah.
And giving a lot of game, too. You know, the game is very valuable, very valuable.
And you can talk to them for hours. There's always so much to talk about.
Yes.
Or you could freestyle with Eddie.
Yes. Eddie loves freestyle. Shout out, Eddie. Shout out to the grumpy OG. Shout out, Heckler.
We got to get them on the show.
Yes. Shout out
so
to the grumpies.
Tell me about those collabs specifically.
So me and Boris right now, we're working on a project called The Pinga in the Hood. We've been working on it for a while, but it's pretty self-explanatory. Boris is Beats in the Hood, and I'm the Pinga.
It totally makes sense.
And when we combine, you know, Kendall is AKA the Hood. Shout out Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod. But yeah, you know, we've been talking about it for a minute, but now it's just like, since all these things have culminated, we are, you know, we're just
doing
putting
it.
A bunch.
It's a good time to do it.
Yeah, it's a great time to do it, and we're putting a bunch of songs together, you know? So,
dope.
And you know, you never know, you might see some special surprises on it.
Uh-oh.
That's what we're talking about.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now we're talking. So what's the exclusive?
The Pinga. That was me. You said no knocking on this. This is the Cuban.
It's all right.
But who can we see when the project comes out?
When's it coming out?
I want a gear for like towards the end of the
year.
Can
you exclusive, bro? Come on. We go back.
I can't.
Sure, just give me the exclusive.
Just give me one.
It's gonna be big.
Right, we'll talk about it off air.
Yes.
Yeah, off air. I'll tell you another day. He's gonna be like, I gotta go. I can't go into.
No. I signed NDAs. But yeah, no. So the Pinga and the Hood, man, and we're just like really right now. Everybody knows that I'm the Pinga and this and that. So yeah. Really, I'm really giving people a refined, like showing people I can make records, make hits. You feel me?
And it's not all just fun and games.
Yeah. And we got some tracks that are gonna make you like wanna go hustle, make you wanna go buy your mama house. I got some tracks that are gonna make you wanna probably start a family, maybe make a family.
Hey,
you know, or stuff to cater to just the.
So you got a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Stuff to cater to the ladies. You feel me? Because a lot of people that do support me are the women too. So you gotta make the woman feel special as well. 100%. So.
Amen.
The ladies.
Yes, of course. 100%. Those are the biggest supporters. Once you have the woman behind you and they start buying your merch, buying your tickets to go to your show, their boyfriends are going to have to go. But at the end of the day, you know, however it goes. But I definitely, with this project, I want to cater to everybody more and just show more a more refined Nick Garcia. Everybody knows I'm the Pinga, but we're, you feel me? So a more refined Nick Garcia, definitely. We got some nice records. And even with the record that I have now, La Verdad, is if you really listen to the record, it's my first clean record. Like, there's no cursing on it, whatsoever. And I don't even say the Pinga.
Not even one ad lib.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
That would be the expectation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
And it's crazy because that song, Very Grateful, right now it's being picked up. You know, you might see it next month somewhere playing somewhere. So, you know.
We got more visuals coming?
More visuals, definitely, for sure. Another thing that I'm doing, this year, I'm dropping a brand new song every month this year. On top of the project, whenever I drop it, but every month, I'm dropping a
personal before. Personal goal or what?
Just last year, I felt like I kind of like, I was dropping projects, I dropped Mango Season, but a personal goal, yeah, so I could stay consistent with doing my content, and then letting people know as well, like, yo, I'm an artist, you know, because there's a lot of people in the Pinga Weather world that they know me as the Pinga Weather, but they don't know that I do music, but we gotta, you know, we just gotta refresh their memory or put them on game as well.
Because the music came first for you?
Yes, 100%. The music came first. I've been doing, right now, I'm 29 years old. I've been seriously putting out music, like, since I was, like, 20 or like since I was like 19 years
Damn,
old
that's
so
good.
Yeah if you check like my discography, I've been putting out music for a minute, so you know that's why a lot of people, they see this now, you know, this definitely was not overnight, you know, really hustled for this, you know.
Was that a vision that you always had, or you just kind of organically created it along the way,
like the Pinga Weather and stuff like that?
Just
like,
all of it,
everything, it just came out like Dre came on its own on some real stuff, like, you know. Just sometimes I feel like, well, like I call it the universe, you know, like it just like put itself in front of me and I ran with it. I'm there, like how that Pinga came about. I went on a trip with some friends shooting a video in LA, and I was always saying that Pinga, you know, and they're like,
that
yo,
was like your thing.
Yeah, just being just a freaking horrible mouth freaking Cuban, a bad mouth Cuban, and just. They're like, yo, bro, you should make a song called The Pinga. I made the song, and then after that, when I would walk around everywhere, people wouldn't even call me Nick Garcia. They call me The Pinga. And I'd be like, and then 2 and 2 clicked. I was like, yo, I need to turn this into a brand. And
boom.
And then that, it just comes out of nowhere. Like, really, like, seriously. I say a universe, God as well, you know, like
literally whatever you say I am, right?
You know,
just
and
like, that.
Like and
true.
then the weather stuff, it just came out of nowhere, man. Like really, it started last year, and the way that it's been blowing up and going crazy, like something beautiful, you know.
What, like, about this cafecito thing too? Because now you've incorporated,
bro,
the cafecito
mic, the la cafetera mic is the greatest.
Legendary, legendary.
I thought I would put money down that I would have thought you would have brought la cafetera.
Yes.
I thought that was gonna come for
shit
today. But
I have it in the whip. I should have brought it.
Oh
on.
No! See, that's dope.
Every time we think we're gonna run into you or something, we imagine you like with a tray of croquetas and like a cafecito. You know, somebody following you around.
No, man. You see, that's a good question. Really, everything that I do, all my stunts is on my own.
Nice.
On my own. Sometimes I'll try to get a friend to record it for me. But
like, for example, Pinecrest Bakery, right? You pull up on these people and you just start doing your thing, or you ask them for permission so
no,
that you
I
can
just,
record?
I just do my thing.
There's a
so
bunch
it's
of people in line.
To everybody that's there.
You just jump into frame.
Yeah, just jump into frame. So it's the element of surprise.
And what's up with the jump?
The jump is
like your signature move.
Yes, it came on, and that's another thing. It came on its own just doing the dipping of weather. Like as I doing the video, I was like thinking, I'm like, yo, because the video when I first popped off, I used to be like dipping of weather, and then I show what's going on. But I'm like, I need to do something.
I
need to do something that grabs the people. So I'm like, dipping of weather reporting live. Wait. Pero un segundo. And I forgot there was like another content creator on TikTok that he would make food and he'd be like, wait, 1 second. Like when he put in another, like if he's making like food with different ingredients, he'd be like, wait, pero un segundo. And then wait, un segundo. So I was like, I kind of like.
You need un segundo, you know?
Yeah. And then announcing it out loud, people are like, yo, this guy's so extra.
Have you ever got kicked out of any of these places that you've recorded?
No.
Kicked your ass.
Like, at the bakeries, no. But, like, at the Nike outlet in Dolphin Mall, I got kicked out. You know, I leave. I don't act like a nuisance neither, you know. Yeah. You know, like, after. Like, I know I am acting like a nuisance. Definitely, that's for sure. Pero... when they kick me out, if I do get kicked out, like I don't act like a douchebag.
You don't start
like,
knocking things over.
Yeah, like bro, like no, you know.
You kick me out. You kicked out of better places.
I've had people that come out in my videos that tell me that they're gonna sue me.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Do they
That'll
know that?
Be a super fire press run. Take me to court because you know what I'm going to do when I'm in court? I'm going to take pictures, videos, that being out weather, reporting live.
This was in public? In a public space?
In a public place.
Yeah,
huh?
They're out of gas.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Telemundo.
That's awesome. That is awesome. You wanna dive deeper into this?
Yeah, let's do it. So I was at a UM game and then I see the Telemundo reporter and I interviewed her. I just asked her who was gonna win and then at the end of the question I was like, she's like, oh, the Heat. I mean the Hurricanes. And I was like, oh, the Pinga. And then after she sent me like, oh, if you don't take this down, I'm gonna have to pursue legal actions, and it's still up, and no legal actions happen yet.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Take me to court.
Hey, Telemundo versus the Pinga is gonna be pretty lit, you know.
So then after,
start making T-shirts already.
after she made me take it down, but then I took it back up because I was like, "Yo, this is public information," and I had mad people tell me like, "Yo, it's public
info." It's
just
facts.
Yeah, you know, like
that's all it is.
So. Yeah, I rolled that little wave too. I even went to the front of the Telemundo headquarters and I made some shout out to my boy Enrique Cafecito. I went to the front of Telemundo headquarters there in Doral and we made Cafecito right there in the front. So,
oh man,
so you know, just trying to
she
show
probably
them.
Likes your content. That's
yeah, probably the thing happened. Is that Telemundo needs to put me, but they don't need them. I don't need to raise their ratings. That's it. We are not aligned. I'm the Pinga weather. You're over there. Like, this is the cool kids. You guys are the not, you know. The
we're
cool
not
kids.
Aligned. Yeah. I'm going to start telling people that. Listen, we're not aligned.
No, I'm not the cool kid. Yeah, I'm actually the Pinga guy. So I'm the Pinga guy, and you guys are those guys. So, but no, like I said, I rather Univision.
Nice. And what about everyone else? Like, I've seen you go in on a few people. Is that... you know, how do you approach
on like this? The on like with the Pingas of the days?
Yeah.
So Definitely, they are hysterical. I for sure gotta watch out on them because some people are real people.
Facts.
And people feel, you know,
they're gonna be pretty pissed.
No, I've had some pretty pissed people, but like, you know,
those are facts.
You
bro.
Know, like I, that's you know, name, at, right? And at the end of the day, too, that you know, I just gotta. I've realized that, you know what. With the dipping out of the day, I just got to tread lightly because I don't want people to think that I'm out here trying to kick people while they're down. That's not my MO.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to shit on people. I'm literally just trying to be funny. But you can't tell people how to take things or interpret things. Yeah. I say it here because we're live. And I know it's going to go out. And, you know, people want to know a little about the pinga, you know?
Facts,
so
facts.
I don't want them to think when I do the pinga of the day, you know, or
you're
I'll
just
do,
being an asshole.
Yeah, like, or I'll do it with people that say negative stuff in the comments, but they don't know that, like, people be like, oh, but don't entertain them. But I'm like, they're giving me content. Facts. You want to talk crazy about me? I'm it's not affecting me.
Like
but
the ones that tell you to go back to Cuba.
And stuff like that. And I was born in America, which great, super grateful to be born here, but like Lord Jesus, I'm gonna make you feel like, you know, the pinga of the day, you know? And I spin and then I spin it on that, and then that's another marketing tool. So thank you. You know, you gotta
guys are making it easy for him.
Exactly.
You know?
So you gotta love the supporters, and you also as well gotta appreciate the haters. You gotta love them all.
Always.
Give them all TLC.
Yes, sir. It's a balance.
And I mean, that's a great perspective because you're literally putting yourself out there every day. How many, you post a couple things a day?
The lowest I'll post on Instagram a day is maybe like two posts, maybe if it's a slow day, maybe just one. But
he's like throwing himself in the middle of traffic.
Yeah.
I gotta at least do one post a day on Instagram.
Another personal goal.
Yes, that's another personal goal, and it's just to, it sounds, you know, whatever, but it's to keep the algorithm.
Keep it moving.
Keep it going, because, like, you know, if you do stop for, like, a day or two.
Gotta
you
stay
know,
relevant, stay
it's,
on
it's
top
to,
of
you know, it's, that's, and that's how, that's, and that's how quick the people's attention span are. If I die out for 2 days, people will be like, oh, that thing out weather, or some people get pissed. They're like, bro, I swear you didn't report this morning. People will DM me, you know, so. So yeah,
you big, didn't report this. Morning.
Yeah.
Cojones.
So where are you?
So it's hey, a where lot are of, you? It's a lot of pressure, you know. I'm like, damn.
I'm waiting for the forecast over here.
I'll have friends that'll hit me up that'll be like, yo, what's up? You know, it'll be like a certain time. They're like,
are
yo,
you okay?
Yes. They'll be like, are you okay?
Yo, just checking
yes.
on you.
Yes.
Is there anywhere
you
need
to
go
today?
Yes. But you know what? Those are good friends.
Yeah. Of
yes.
course.
You gotta Absolutely. Be grateful. I'm grateful for that too.
Oh yeah. So, all the time. Yes. All the time. Let's go a little back.
Talk to me.
How many projects have you put out in total since you started?
Since I've started, definitely more than seven for sure. I would say. Let's try to start. One of like my first little projects was one that was called Made in Dade, and then after King of Candle, after that the second installment of King of Candle.
Do you have all this music out still?
Yes, it's all on all platforms. After King of Candle 2, man, what did I did Tam Miami Candle, produced by my boy Trop Da Vinci. Mm-hmm. Few other projects I did. I have a collab project with Danny Towers. It's only on Spotify because Empire like got it taken down, so like legal stuff, you know. But that was cool. Yeah but stuff that I should have known on my end. But I was like through the whole game right now, like pushing through all this, I was doing it all myself, you know. Like I never had, like, you know, I did have people give me game and stuff like that. But
you didn't when have, like, I a when, team managing
yeah
you
no
like
everything
that.
Was by myself, so kind of like, you know, for artists looking, like, people will prey on us, you know, so you just mm-hmm. gotta have your business right. And I don't put it on anybody else. That should have been my due diligence, you know. If I know I'm dealing with an artist that's under a label and I'm getting verses from him and stuff like that, get it cleared. So just make sure if you're a young artist, like, you know, you're investing into yourself and you're doing verses or getting verses from an artist that might be on a label, you know, or maybe you're paying them on the side or whatever, and they give it to you, just make sure if they are on a label, you get it cleared.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, make sure you get it cleared, because what happened to me is I dropped that project, and it was out, and the label just got it taken down. You know, I got an email, and that's it.
That
you know,
was that.
Yeah, that was that. Nothing I could do. So, and then I reached out to the artist, and they're just gonna tell you, "Oh, I didn't know, bro." So.
That's exactly love. What they said.
Yeah, it's all love, though, you know. So
it happens.
Yeah, but then I grew up to be that pinga weather.
But I mean, but let's look at the, you know.
And my life changed.
My life is completely different, you know.
But these are things that, like I said, I like to pass it down as like knowledge.
Yeah. That's a crazy experience. Like not every artist has to go and deal with the label to take down the music.
Yeah.
So it's like cojones.
I know. I'm pretty sure maybe something could have been said or done, you know, on the artist's behalf to help me out. But Shout out Danny Towers. but
that's what's up.
Nah, there's no filter, you know, and there's no hate or no love. But like, you know, I gotta keep it real.
You can't. You're not gonna bullshit around.
Yeah. No, I can't. So
it's like I can't.
You gotta stay on top of the game.
But like I said, I was young when I was doing that.
You live and you learn.
Yeah, you live and you learn for sure.
Last year was what album?
Last year, Mango Season. Last year I dropped Mango. I dropped two projects last year. What was Mango Season? What was the other? You don't remember the other project I dropped last year?
Didn't you have one with Dust Lock too?
It was the second listening party. I can't remember the name of it.
For real, I was gonna say, pull out your phone.
Can't remember. I dropped a few tracks with Deslock last year. With Deslock Piccolo, shout out Deslock, pick it to the low. But me and him dropped a few tracks produced by Beats in the Hood. Last year I dropped two projects. It was Mango Season and another project. Those two short EPs. Mango Season was produced by my boy Joe Robbie Stadium. Mm-hmm. That Mango Season project was just all loops, super hip hop, boom bap. Dope. You know, because a lot of people, they just like try to say like, you know, they or whatever. They just try to say like hip hop or it's just one type of style of music. And I don't agree with that, you know, which is the boom bap sound. But I did cater to the people that like that. You feel me? I dropped two projects. Thank you, sir. Mango Season and The World is the Pinga.
Nice.
Yes.
The world is the bingo.
Yeah. And then look, 2026 happened, and then you know, it's crazy.
It's a manifestation.
Yes,
it all manifests.
So yeah, I dropped two projects last year. But if to answer your question, I've dropped so much music. Mm-hmm. I have a huge catalog. I drop music in the sense because I saw a Tupac interview that he's like there bitching at his homies in the studio. He's like, bro, I'm working. Like, I'm gonna die tomorrow, so I'm gonna be putting out music and working on shit. So we working. He didn't say it like that, but he was right.
That's
what he said, you know, and that's what I'm trying to do, you know. I've put out so much music and trying to put out more because, you know, not living in no crazy ways or nothing like that, but you never know when's the last time you're going to be here. So for what I'm doing, I need to leave, like, you know, I'm leaving a story behind.
You're trying to not leave anything left.
No, you can't. So, you know. I can't, you know, because then I feel like then, you know, at least for me, my whole thing is like regret, you know. I don't want to get to, you know, that age in my life and I'm like, damn, I could have done this, I could have done that. And I'm not gonna lie, right now, these 29 years of age that I'm at right now, I've done some pretty dope stuff, you know.
Hell yeah.
And I want to keep, you know, I just got to keep this same
energy.
Keep doing dope shit. Keep this energy going. And, you know, I'm not perfect. You know, sometimes a lot of people see me, you know, doing my being out weathers and, you know, full of energy. But, you know, hey, you know, we all going through something. And maybe that's where the being out weather came through as well. Like going through personal stuff in my life. And instead of like, you know, just like, you know, harping on those type of things and focusing on that because it wasn't doing nothing for me. Mm-hmm. It was like the being a weather is like an escape for me as well.
Channeling it into a positive format.
You know, so.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll be having maybe like a quote unquote a shitty day. I'll do other thing, whether after somebody will give me a reaction like, oh my God, you think I saw you? And then I'm like, damn, you know? So
it changes your day.
Yeah, it definitely does. And when I say it changes other people's day too. So.
Absolutely, man. Because yeah. Most of the times, you don't, you know, when you're doom scrolling,
there's nothing.
You're pretty much doom scrolling. Yeah. There's nothing really catching your attention.
There's not the greatest thing.
Then you stop and you're like, what part of the city is this? And all of a sudden, you jump into frame. You know what I'm saying? So
cafecito.
Con un cafecito.
And a croqueta.
No, and I'm just waiting for one of these, you know, older people, you know, mm-hmm. the grandparents that are in line to just look at you and hit you with something. Because you can tell, like you come out of nowhere. It's like, they're being
the cool thing is that your family supports you, right?
Yes,
like
yes,
your grandmas and everything. Yes, they be saying it.
Yes, they do. They do.
Did they accept it from the beginning or you had to kind of explain it a little bit to them?
They got it. You know, like, you know, at the beginning, they didn't kind of like, you know. You know, they just didn't want me to, like, make a fool of myself. But, you know, they understood, you know. They understood. But they were cool with it, you know. My grandfather, he would just always be like, oh, tu haciendo eso, tu abuela. It's more of like a respect thing, you know. Like, how are you going to do that?
Old school, but, straight up old school.
Super old school. So I was like, you know, like, I dealt with it at home, but my dad loved it. My mom loved it.
That's what's up.
And what do you say to the people on the street, for example, that may not be too cool with it and you just jump out of nowhere and start screaming
at the end of almost every video? Like, sometimes I have done that being out weathers. I'll look around after there's a child there or someone with their kid. I'll tell them, hey, right after I'm done, I'll be like, hey, I apologize. I'm just doing this. I'm spreading nothing but good vibes. And I'm sorry if, like, you feel offended. Like, I feel like it's in me that I have to, you know, when there's some, like, younger people there or, like, maybe.
So you're,
you know,
polite about it.
I'm polite about it. Do they accept my apology after? Do they accept my apology after?
You did your part.
I'm not sure, but I say.
Es más fácil pedir perdón que permiso, ¿verdad?
Exactly, you know, so.
And until one little kid walks away and just yells,
like, viste que lo hiciste, viste.
Well, you have kids' size shirts, right?
Yes. And it's crazy, though, too, because, like, now I have kids on TikTok that'll do that being out weathers in front of their school.
When amazing.
It's, like, raining or whatever. So, you know, it's
got a young fan
base. That's awesome.
Yeah, we got a young fan base.
Kids are going to be like, I've always wanted to do the weather.
Yeah.
Because of the
Pinga. And you never know, now with the Pinga weather, now a lot of young kids are finding their nab, their gift. Maybe they're like, yo, maybe I'm good at reporting. Maybe I'm good at talking in front of the camera. So now even with this, for a lot of people that want to, whatever they want to paint me out to be, what I want to be is for any young kid that's watching me, it's tough trying to, like, put yourself out there, social anxiety, but try it, man. Do things that are cringe, because you never know. You just never know. You never know. Facts. Nothing. I don't have the correct answer to exactly what I want to say, but just step out of your comfort zone. Step out of your comfort zone and just try something. Just try something, you know?
Hell yeah. I agree 100,000%, bro.
Because you never know where it might take you. I didn't know that me stepping out in traffic, I was going to end up being like this reporter-esque style type. And now that it's come out of nowhere, I'm like, I'm low-key a reporter now. You know? So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I mean with the kids. You never know with being in front of the camera. You never know. You maybe be good at reviewing things. You may be good at reporting things, you know?
We need to get you, like, an official media badge.
You feel me? The Pinga weather. The Pinga weather badge. For real.
So you can walk around and be like, you know,
this is official.
All access. This is official news and facts only.
Or you could get anywhere. You could get into anything anywhere if you carry a ladder.
A ladder, right. Or like, como se llama, what's the, and the construction.
The construction, be like, I got to get over there. Go ahead.
So aside from this music that you're concentrating on this year, what else you got going on?
What else do I have going on? Just, you know,
any
what?
Performances or anything?
Right now, no performance. I'm always willing and open to perform anywhere, but what I'm just really this year looking forward to this year is just staying consistent, you know, keeping a level head, staying out of the way, mm-hmm. and just repeating that cycle, really repeating that cycle, because that's all I can say, because all I've seen is repeating the same thing, and it's just.
Well, I'm glad you don't do that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that you're not just. You're jumping just into frame only at one spot.
Yeah,
because
that would
be
repetitive. And I found myself sometimes on the way to work before, I would always go to the same bakery, and then I'm like, no, you know, like, I gotta like switch it up 100%, and just do different things as well. So
it went from the pinga weather to the pinga news.
It went from the pinga news to the pinga weather, but. Nah, you know what? I gotta make a de pinga news too. Why not? You know. So. But
what's been your what's your favorite part of the production part when it comes down to music, the writing?
I like when I'm in the studio with like the producer, mm-hmm. and we're coming up with it together, you know? I like writing before. Sometimes, most of the times when I do go to the studio, I pay for my studio time, so I come to the studio already ready.
Yeah.
Usually, because, you know, I don't like to waste time. But if I have the pleasure of working with a homie that he's a producer and he has a studio at the crib and where there's no limited time and it's just me and him building, mm-hmm. I love that too, because we're working together. I'm the type of artist. I know a lot of people frown upon it, but I'm out here trying to make hits. If my homie got a good bar, a good verse, mm-hmm. a good suggestion, I don't even care if he's an artist. My homie over there got a bar. He says something and it sounds
There's
good.
No one here, by the way.
but if the ghost says something, if the ghost of whoever says something, I'm putting that on a song, and if it sounds good, I'm running with it, you know? So I'm always open to like
collabo and work.
Collabo and just like, I don't always think that what I say is the end all be all.
Is you know, there somebody that you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Music wise, I definitely want to. I'm manifesting it. So yeah, I'm going to do a track with Pitbull. That has to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I came out in his "Damn I Love Miami" video.
I saw that.
You feel me? So that was super awesome. Shout out to, I don't know how to say pronounce his last name, but David the director, David Rosu.
Yeah.
He hit me up to be in the video, and it was a blessing, and it came out, and that was super sick. And even Pitt posted it on his page and tagged me, which I did not expect that you know.
Dope.
And
great people, man.
Yeah.
I can see it happening.
So,
sure.
So we could definitely make some hits for sure, 100%. So, yeah, that's him and Trick Daddy. I want to do a song with Trick Daddy too.
Now we, okay. All right.
You feel me?
All right, from one Super. Side of the spectrum to the other.
Yeah. Or something that we could make possibly happen too. I would love to do a record with Mike Smith, but Super trying to keep it Miami, the crib,
Yeah, keep it in the
for the
city. That's where we're
100%, 100%.
That's good, man. That's you focus, bro.
Yeah, super.
You're super focused. And what, this the pinga weather started when? Tell me again.
Bro, the pinga weather started last year in August.
August what?
August 13th.
Success, bro.
Yeah.
That's like the success state of mind. You know what I mean? When something affects you, that it's that
That you
deep.
Remember the date?
Yeah, you're like, listen, it was 3:05 in the afternoon.
It was like 8 in the morning on the way to work. So.
And there you go. It's inspiration hits, bro. And it means much more when it has that kind of effect. And look at you now.
Yeah, and talk about a high. It feels like, I don't know, it feels like I'm floating on a cloud every day.
It's good.
If you guys, you know, like, what I mean by that is like, you know, just like the love I get.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff that I always like, you know, dream of, you know, and it was all I just wanted was just some love. Really, man. But
just
really,
give me a few hearts.
Love too.
Yeah,
that's the story.
I'm from Kendall.
The hood.
Shout out to everyone, Kendall.
Shout out Kendall.
So, were you part of the Kendall versus Hialeah?
When it happened, I really didn't pay much mind into it, to be honest.
Got it.
But I love Hialeah. Shout out UB, shout out my dog, Air, the Air Cast. You
Hell
feel
yeah.
me? THC.
Yeah. Everyone, so, you know, everyone that whole squad, bro.
Yeah, I'm part Hialeah, so it's like there's nothing with like it was cool what they were doing. Like I saw, like it's just like, you know, but I just
It was just showing the
because you're talking about when they did the Kendall versus Hialeah, like people were dropping like different stuff, like, you know. So I think that's good for the city too.
Trust me, man.
You're putting attention on the city, so I think it's a great thing. But did I participate in it? Nah. But I got mad love for Hialeah. I'm part Hialeah.
That's hey, there you go. It's like the right hand fighting the left.
Sure. Yeah, you feel me? So.
Yeah, but we had Shoddy on the show.
Yes, shout out Shoddy, the GOAT.
Yeah, so.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's why it came up, you know, it was heavy in that. You were like, I'll freestyle.
Yeah.
Freestyle whenever I want.
100%.
Next time, we're going to have you on again.
Let's do it. It'll be sick if maybe you probably like were to play a beat or something.
I'll have it set up for you.
That'd be sick. Yeah. I'm super down for that. I love doing that. I love doing that. I love it.
It's like a drug. That's dope. So for those that don't know how to find you, how do we find you?
On Instagram, you can find me Nick Garcia 305, De Pinga Entertainment, De Pinga Weather. And for like if you want to find my music for Spotify or for Apple Music, just Nick Space Garcia. And you'll find me right there. Any plans for 305 Day? As of right now, no. I think I just want to ride around and enjoy all the festivities.
Hell yeah.
And be one with the 305. I want to. This year's the year of reporting everything. I got to report everything that's going to.
Jump around, huh?
Yeah, I got to jump around this year. Because, you know, I could go probably sell merch at places, but I don't think this year. I think this year I kind of want to just enjoy.
Just chill. You know?
And I'm always grateful to be out there. Selling merch now, working, but this year now that the reports have taken off, I think I should be reporting on what's going on 305.
I mean, yeah, it's gonna work out either way.
Yeah,
because you'll be chilling, you'll be like, did this just really happen? Get the camera.
Exactly. And one thing I wanted to say, thank you very much for having me here. Showcasing Absolutely. Me. You know, it really does mean a lot from the both of you, for real. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you've been rocking for a minute, man. You've been working for a while. I always see you out and about. We're always at similar shows.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hustling.
Vending. Well, I think the last one we did was on Bird Road. It was 420.
Smoker's Good.
It was 420. Yeah. That was 420, right?
I think so. Are there a 10-year anniversary?
But it was a very smoky event. And there was tacos.
Can't go wrong with tacos.
Mm-mm, at all.
Any shout outs you want to give before we go?
Ah, man, shout out to everybody that loves me. I love y'all. Everybody that believes in me, my family, and everybody. I got love for everybody, bro. The Pinga in the Hood, produced by Beats in the Hood, is on the way. La Verdad's out now on YouTube. I'm dropping a La Pinga Weather. Stay tuned. I am the number one news channel coming out of Miami. Y la cosa está de Pinga.